It's 20 minutes after 7. Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Laron White scored 17 points. Zach McCabe added 14. And number 23, Iowa, rolled into the championship game of the Battle for Atlantis, easily beating Texas El Paso 89-53 Friday night. Peter Jock scored 14 points, and Melson Basabi finished with 10 for the Hawkeyes, who have already won 5 times this season by at least 31 points. Iowa takes on Villanova for the tournament title this evening. That game gets underway at 7:30. After needing overtime to beat Xavier in the quarterfinals, Iowa took care of last night's game early. A 13-0 run in the opening minutes put the Hawkeyes in control, and Iowa's first 20-point lead came a mere 14 minutes into the contest. Julian Washburn scored 13 for UTEP, which will play in the third-place game on Saturday. No other minor finished with more than 7 points. And the unranked Villanova advanced to the Battle for Atlantis title game by stunning number 12, Kansas. The Villanova Wildcats closed on a 5-0 run as Ryan Arcidiano hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 10.1 seconds left. Villanova beat the Jayhawks 63-59. Gary Riggs scored 25 points to lead Drake to an 84-74 victory over Fresno State at the Fresno State Classic last night. Richard Carter contributed 21 points for Drake, which fell behind early but came back to tie Fresno State at 31 with 5.5 minutes remaining in the first half, and then took a 37-35 lead into the half. The score was tied 6 times and there were 7 lead changes. Fresno State took the lead on an Allen Huddleston free throw with 9 minutes remaining in the game. A Cesar Guerrero jumper, followed by a Karachi Ito dunk, kept Fresno State in front until Carter made a three-pointer to give Drake a 63-61 lead with 7:17 remaining. Drake then stretched the lead to 72-63. Fresno State cut the deficit to 5 on a Guerrero three-pointer with 1:24 remaining, but they couldn't pull any closer. Fresno State's Marvell Harris had 26 points. In women's college hoops, Hallie Christofferson and Sienna Johnson scored 20 points each as number 23 Iowa State easily defeated Eastern Washington 88-60 in the South Point shootout Friday night. It was the 19th career 20-point game for Christofferson, who also had 6 rebounds. It was also her 63rd game in double figures. Iowa State had no trouble with Eastern Washington as the Eagles never led, while the Cyclones led by as much as 35 with a little over 9.5 minutes remaining in the second period. The Cyclones hit 17 of 32 shots from the floor in the first half as they jumped out to a 50-27 halftime lead. They finished by hitting 48.3% for the game. Iowa State was 12 of 29 shooting for three-point shots. The Cyclones out-rebounded the Eagles 42-23. Lexi Nelson led Eastern Washington with 18 points. Melissa Williams added 10. The Iowa Hawkeyes football team struck first in Friday's Black Friday contest at Nebraska with Jake Rudock. 10-yard pass to C.J. Fedorowicz and never trailed in downing Nebraska by a score of 31-17. The first score came after an interception by linebacker James Morris. Iowa had failed to score on the previous possession after an interception when coach Kirk Ferentz decided to go for it on the fourth down, and they didn't convert.
Yeah, we just felt like our defense would play well and felt like we needed points and wanted to get points and came up short, but don't regret it. And then defense bailed us right out. They came right up with a pick right after that, so that was great. And you know, two things maybe that over the last couple of weeks here, certainly this is 2 weeks in a row, we've played a good second half, played strong down the wire. And the other thing, unlike a couple of weeks ago, which cost us a game, we couldn't cash in on opportunities when we had good field position. We were down in there tight and didn't really come away with much to show for it. And you know, today I think we did a lot better job.
The defense held Nebraska's rushing attack to just 89 yards on the day and offensively held them to 144 yards below their season average.
We really came out on fire defensively, and that was great to see. And then they got a little something going there with a couple drives, one before the half and one after. But yeah, overall, the guys did a great job.
The win moves Iowa to 8-4 overall.
I think we've improved our bowl destination, hopefully, I think, with the way we played this past month. And yeah, it's just all good. The most pleasing thing is just to watch these guys grow, to watch them work and improve. And yeah, that's what the game's about, and they've certainly done that over the, it's basically been about a year now.
Senior safety Tanner Miller said the senior class did what it could to turn around last year's 4-8 season.
You know, we just grew up as a team. Really knew that we had to, it was gut check time, and we knew that, we knew we had the talent and the guys to do it. And, we took it upon ourselves as leaders and as seniors to really buckle this thing down and get these last three wins.
Miller also hopes the win and their record improves their bowl bid.
Can't wait that. Hopefully we get down there on a beach somewhere here in a month. And we're really looking forward to that. You know, get some time away here this next month and regroup and, get ready for our bowl game.
Iowa quarterback Jake Rudock went down with an injury, but Ferentz says it was a sprain and Rudock will be okay. Iowa moved to 5-3 in the conference. Nebraska fell to 8-4. It was Iowa's first win in the series since 1981 and its first win in Lincoln since 1943. Iowa's 38 points was the most points Iowa has ever scored in the series. The 21-point differential was Nebraska's largest home loss since falling to Missouri 52-17 in 2008. The Iowa State Cyclones close out the season with a visit to West Virginia today, and this will be ISU's first Big 12 trip to Morgantown, but Coach Paul Rhodes has been there several times during stints at Pitt and Auburn.
Coldest game I ever coached, I still believe, was 2005 in Morgantown. I tried to make a comparison afterwards, and I think the wind was just blowing that much harder that night in Morgantown, and we were on the losing sideline too, which affects temperature in my opinion. Had great victories there. 2007, victory was a great one. Lost some hard fought battles.
Rhodes says it's a tough place for visiting teams.
Played poorly there at Auburn when I was there as a defensive coordinator, so made a lot of trips there, played a lot of games against this university that has a great tradition of playing very good college football. It's a stadium very comparable in design to Iowa State's and a fun place to play.
Iowa State is 2-9, West Virginia is 4-7. Kickoff at Morgantown, West Virginia is this afternoon at 3:00. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.